I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, May 24th. Saturday morning's fatal pedestrian accident in Quincy is still under investigation. Police say a 62-year-old man was struck and killed by a car at Newport Avenue and Oakland Avenue just before 2 a.m. The 21-year-old Quincy man driving the car remained at the scene. Newport Avenue reopened at 7 o'clock Saturday morning. Quincy College commencement speaker Rob Hale surprised 400 graduates at Friday's ceremony with $1,000 gifts. Hale told the graduates they could keep half and donate the other half to someone who needs it more than them. The $400,000 in cash arrived at Veterans Memorial Stadium in an armored car. A virtual public meeting will be held today at 5:30 about a proposal for a four-story, 32-unit apartment complex on Willard Street in Quincy. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Pamlucci will host that meeting to discuss the plans to tear down three homes on the property, put up the new building. Two Squantum intersections will be named in memory of two Quincy Marine Corps veterans. Sonoma Road and Essex Street will be named after Daniel Dewey, and Standish Road and Bellevue Road will be named in honor of Jonathan O'Driscoll. Ward 6 Councilor William Harris made the proposal, which was supported unanimously at last week's City Council meeting. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, May 24th.